Joining me, let's go really, really informal here, Bridget McKenzie. Well, it's not just Bridget McKenzie, of course. You're here in a professional sense, but, well, let's say Senator Bridget McKenzie.
Yeah, it's great to be back in the Sunraysia.
I was going to say, you've been to Sunraysia once or twice before?
Oh, occasionally, as the locals know, and it's one of my favourite parts of the country.
Before we get serious about things, big tourism industry, big tourism area, have you had the chance to get out there and do a few things?
Yeah, well, I flew in yesterday afternoon. We've had a pretty packed program, but I got up in the wee hours because one of my favourite things to do up here is to walk along your river walk, see the mighty Murray.
And it was just such
a great way to start the day. And there were heaps of people out there.
Is it really?
I'm casually walking because that's about all I could do now at this age. But a lot of boot camp people.
Oh, yeah. Is that true?
Getting very fit.
I'm missing things. Now, you've got a huge history here of exactly what you've done in politics. We're not going to go into that because at the end of the day, it's been there, it's done, but you are in town for a couple of very important things. The first one I wanted to ask about is the gathering of farmers. What was the go with that?
Yeah, we headed out to the Millawa region, and it was run by one of the agencies that I'm responsible, the National Recovery and Resilience Agency, and we gathered together Mallee Sustainable Farming, our rural financial counsellors, the drought coordinator, Peter Toohey. So we had a huge number of experts because, as we know, the Millawa region's been through some challenging times.
It has.
And it seems to be this area of dirt that never gets the right rain at the right time. You know, everyone else has been getting it all at the right time. And even though it's a bumper season elsewhere this season, there are some patchy results out in the Millawa. So it was really a gathering to get together to say, okay, what research do we need? How can we? What initiatives does the federal government have to actually support farmers out there to get more productive results from their country?
So we're taking a step forward with that. It's some ideas initially.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've announced some recent initiatives around supporting farmers to increase the biodiversity on their property.
Yeah, of course.
So if you have marginal country, putting that to biodiversity use, we as a federal government will give you a form of income for that, which is a first in Australia. A lot of other countries already have those sort of programs in place. And then we looked at different research facilities. There's a lot of talk about carbon sequestration and what changes can you make as a farmer in the way you crop and what you do post-crop to actually improve the health of your soils.
Soils out there, you may not have noticed this, but there is sand drift on the sides of the highway. Yeah. There. 2 years ago, it wasn't there.
No, well, that absolutely came up yesterday as an issue, and indeed the change to air quality even here in Mildura as a result of the dust produced out there. Now, a lot of changing farm practice will actually assist keep that soil on property, which is an important thing that farmers were talking about yesterday.
It certainly is. Now, that's fantastic. It's great to see a little bit of support for our Millawa friends. And a big community out there. Like, it's just a tight-knit community, isn't it?
No, and that lake, I did not know that existed.
Is that true?
I'm a bit of a camper. So I when I drove in and saw that beautiful lush green grass, I think if you're a country person that's grown up in a dry area, when you see lush grass like that, all you want to do is take your shoes off
and walk.
Feel
exactly
it.
Right.
But yeah, there are a lot of people out enjoying themselves.
Well, speaking of grass, the Mildura Sporting Precinct. Oh,
how fantastic.
Did you get a chance to have a look?
Did you? I did. So one of the great privileges, I think, of being in politics for as long as I have been is that you not only get to announce the funding for a project as significant to the community as the sporting precinct is here in Mildura, but to be able to see it delivered, I think that's just been so powerful that as a federal government and with, Anne Webster's incredible support, we've been able to see that through as a team at a federal government and to be on the ground yesterday, kick to kick with your mayor, Liam.
The mayor.
He's pretty handy.
Is
he would have
true?
Been a bit of a footballer, I reckon, in his youth.
It could quite possibly have been.
But, you know, so outside, the ground is fantastic. And I was talking to Liam about, well, where is another ground of similar quality? Because apparently the pitch is fantastic. Cricket Australia's come to the table with the lighting, so you'll be able to have really significant games both at a footy and cricket level. And they reckon Adelaide's the closest comparable.
Is that true?
Even Bendigo won't have a field as magnificent as this. And I can fully attest to it. Having
the QEO at Bendigo won't even compare.
That's right. And so you need to spruik it. So I can, and then you go inside and there would have been 12 courts of badminton with four people on each court, all having a try. Really, really fantastic to see people out.
So it was last night you went down there. Just because the lights were on, you just wanted to see what it was like and have a bit of a kick with Liam.
Yeah, well, I think it's part of, you know, in government you have to do a lot of tough decisions, but it's nice to see delivery in the community.
Now, you just mentioned Ann Webster, of course. You caught up with hospital management here as well while you've been here. You've been busy.
Well, you don't pay me to sit and do nothing. It was fantastic for Ann and I to sit down with Mildura-based public hospital. Ann particularly has come to Parliament with a deep passion for growing the rural health workforce out in the regions.
That would make sense.
Yeah, and it's not just this area that struggles to find people, you know, as a National Party, we know there's a whole lot of communities that are struggling with the same thing. So to sit down with them and talk about how can we work better with La Trobe and Monash, who are already training doctors here locally. So it was a really positive meeting, and I know I'm looking forward to seeing what will come of that over coming months.
Beautiful. So are we, I can tell you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, you're not finished work until, you know, for Christmas just yet.
The 24th of December.
Okay. It's not like you're not available over Christmas anyway, I'm sure.
Oh, well, as emergency management minister, yes. You know, you hope you don't get the call.
True.
But as we've been seeing, even in recent weeks, we're in a La Nina, and that means intense and torrential widespread rain events. And that's exactly what we're seeing on the East Coast. We've got the vast majority of New South Wales now under flood warning, over 20 rivers with major flood warnings.
And that's something we can't understand from here.
No. But you know, you are a cropping region, and these are, as you know, harvest is being almost completed or complete in many areas, and to have that harvest completely ruined by a massive dump of rain.
Heartbreaking.
You know, farmers that have been doing it tough as they have over recent years to finally see a great season, to only see it finished. But my job is to make sure that we've got the support structures in partnership with states, whether it's bushfire, cyclone, flood, or indeed COVID. So the COVID disaster payments were also part of my work.
Tough job right there.
But it was great to see your local CFA encouraging listeners to get their bushfire plans ready.
We were talking about that last week as well.
Yeah, no, it's good to see. Well, it's really important that we're prepared. In Australia, we spend 97% of the money we spend on natural disasters, which is billions of dollars, on cleaning up after it occurs, and only 3% on preparing for the next one. So I'm trying to flip that as Minister.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Well, look, I guess you're a busy day today.
Yes, I'm meeting with some locals down at Stefano's for breakfast, and then I'm heading to Sydney.
Rather casual breakfast.
Man, your listeners can't see me. I'm not looking very ministerial today. I've come straight off the Riverwalk, but that's the beauty of radio, I guess.
It is. Well, look, thank you for your time this morning. Better let you get back to work, but thank you very much for sharing a bit of time with us.
Yeah, great to be with you.